Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chase DeQuitt of the NCBA. We're talking traceability with Chase in just a moment. John Fenderson is Bayer Westbred's Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains. John, tell me what you're seeing right now out in the country as we get ready to plant this 2023 hard red winter wheat crop.
I don't think I've seen as much land preparation this far along at this time of year in quite some time. There's a lot of ground that's sitting there that is it's ready to plant. They're getting ready, and obviously they're trying to get some forage because of the shortage of forages, things they need to think about. Do I have any moisture in the top part of the soil? Should I dust this wheat in or should I sock it in the ground? Weigh your options. Make sure that that is the wise decision. I know that we're dry and we need the forage, but you need to take into consideration what the downside effects are as well, combined with those upside effects if we do get moisture and if we can produce some fall forage.
See your Westbred dealer or check out the varieties available for you at westbred.com. We're talking with Chase DeQuitt from National Cattlemen's Beef Association. One of the things that you've worked on, and a lot of folks within the cattle industry remain very interested in, is this idea of some traceability with the electronic ID. And I know we thought we were going forward at one time, had to stop and back up rather significantly, and we're waiting once again, I think, for hopefully some sort of movement on that. Tell me where we are really on the whole concept of electronic ID.
Yeah, thanks for asking, Ron. You know, you're exactly right. A few years ago during the Trump administration, USDA APHIS had rolled out a policy change that would have moved mandatory identification to an electronic ID system. Rather than the current system that is underway, it would have mandated that official ID tags that are necessary for interstate movements of animals over 18 months of age and those classes currently under mandatory ID transition to electronic ID. That was met with some resistance in the form of lawsuits and the like to that policy change. And so instead, the agency rolled back that policy change and decided to approach this from a rulemaking process. And so we have been awaiting a proposed rule that would transition the mandatory disease traceability identification program to an electronic ID. Now, we have seen some movement in Washington on this. We are aware that this proposed rule is currently with the Office of Management and Budget, and that means that its next step will be to become a proposed rule and announced in the Federal Register. So we expect that to occur sometime between now and the end of the year. NCBA, through our grassroots policy, is supportive of electronic ID. And one of the reasons we are is to reduce the amount of time that it takes to do a disease traceback. That's vitally important because in the event of a foreign animal disease or a disease that occurs every day within the cattle industry, the amount of time that it takes to do that traceback is critical. It means that we could return to commerce faster in the event of a foreign animal disease outbreak. It also means that we could reduce the number of animals impacted by potential disease spread in the event of any disease impacting the cattle industry. And so NCBA is supportive of a transition to electronic ID for that program, and we are awaiting the next steps from USDA so that we can put in our comments and be supportive so long as that proposed rule is as we expect it to be.
At this point, D, are you thinking that they'll probably still have maybe some of the older tags also available as an option? Is that kind of how the compromise will be?
You know, our understanding is that any tag that does not support electronic data transfer will not be in accordance or in line with the new rule that will come out. So there is some question as to when that program would be effective as the date that it would go into effect. And so we'll be watching that. We're also going to be advocating that USDA continue its tag program where they supply a number of tags to the states to increase adoption and to help our producers out with that investment to come into compliance with the mandatory identification rules. And so, you know, we would hate to see USDA put out a new rule and a new mandate without having the support that they've had for the program over the last several years. So it does sound like things will move to electronic ID for animals moving forward at an effective date that we are not certain of yet, but we will actively be watching that, and we will be really making that ask of USDA to support tag programs that make sure that states and our cattle producers have access to the tags that would allow them to buy with the program.
Chase DeCoit talking EID. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.